Davenport PE coach started making videos to keep his students active during quarantine. Now he's gone viral internationally.
10 seconds for each exercise. Not that bad, okay? So you're building yourself up this entire time. So you're gonna work through it and you're gonna build up your endurance on all these exercises. I hope you enjoy it. Looks like fun. It had a lot of fun putting it together. Let's play.
That's Mick Seifer, the PE teacher at Madison Elementary School. He started making exercise videos back in March when the pandemic shut down schools. Now his YouTube channel, PE with Mr. S, has nearly 3,000 subscribers.
This year, we went for spring break, and we got notification that we weren't going to return. So after I went through that initial shock and self-pity, I realized that my students and their families are going to be facing some very challenging situations. And I knew I needed to up my game, so to speak, and find ways to engage students through new technology.
Then this December, Seifert posted a Christmas-themed exercise challenge.
This is called On the First Day of Fitness, December Gave to Me. Yeah, that might sound a little bit familiar. And that's because it's based off the song a little bit. So if you notice, every single day on this calendar for December, there's a different gift or an exercise of what you have to do that day.
It wasn't long after he posted the video that the views spiked to over 45,000, and educators from overseas started calling. Seifert woke one morning to a voicemail from an Italian PE teacher in charge of international affairs.
And she reached out to me because she had shown my video in one of their webinars, and a lot of the PE teachers really enjoyed it. So she reached out to me and asked me if she could have, I guess, the video. So I sent her the video and she translated it into an Italian version.
Seifert says his videos are a family affair. His son, a student at St. Ambrose University, composes the music for his videos. His wife is a personal trainer, so she helps with the content of each video. And his daughter stars as Cinderella.
I have a favorite video, and it's called Wheel of Fitness. And that one's my favorite, my personal favorite, because it has my daughter in it. I have my daughter is a student with an IEP, and she has Down syndrome. And so she's in it, and she's wearing her Cinderella dress the whole time, participating, doing an amazing job with demonstrating. My son is also in it as well, and he's been very helpful because I didn't know how to do any. I mean, from Google, I didn't know how to do any of this at all. I can't stress that enough. I did not know how to do any of this. So I'm learning so many different things, and I've grown so much as an educator. But my son, initially, he had a YouTube channel because he creates his own music. So he had to show me how to do YouTube. And at first, I imagine it was kind of a pain in the tail.
Seifert's students assume he's rich now. But while Seifert hasn't made any money off of his videos, their popularity speaks to how schools around the globe are navigating the pandemic.
Obviously, you want to stay healthy. And, you know, I'm guilty of it as well. I'm used to a routine, you know, especially as a PE teacher. You know, when I get home, I usually have between 15 to 20,000 steps in just a regular day. I mean, just when I get home. And suddenly, you know, when I'm quarantined and I'm stuck in my house, at times I would have to, you know, find ways to move my body because, you know, suddenly my 15 to 20,000 steps would turn into 6 to 8,000 steps. And that's a big adjustment. And you can feel it. You can feel it in your body. You can just feel it. I mean, that sedentary lifestyle, if you're used to moving, you have to move. So you have to find different ways to train your body to get used to a routine. You know, I have to get out and walk in the morning. I have to do this. And it's just about forming habits and, you know, taking care of your body.
Seifert says he plans to continue making videos even after the pandemic is over. I'm Mariana Bacayao.